I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So here we go again with another season of top flight Welsh domestic club football. We may have changed the name of the league. It, of course, now is the JD Cymru Premier League. But the same two crusties, me and Mark Jonah Jones, are keeping an eye on this league. And we'll be looking at who might be the winners and the sinners come the end of the season. Plenty to talk about. But Jonah, it was a very exciting season. Last season, we had a close run in on the title. We had teams doing very well that we probably wouldn't have expected to do well. Is this season coming up going to be as or, if not more, exciting?
Well, it was a great league last season, and there were some teams who played their part in it. Like we said, Connors Quay, Nomads and Barrytown chased down the eventual champions, TNS. But they did give us something to, you know, and for other clubs to inspire towards as well, because, you know, somebody's got to take TNS's title one day. It might not be for a few years yet because they seem to be getting better and better and improving. But the other clubs are improving, and everybody really enjoyed the race up until at least January, maybe February last year. So let's see. Maybe we might see somebody else come out of the pack this year. But Mark, I think, you know, if we're starting to talk about league title holders and a few smart money was on, the first team my name will be on will be TNS. What would TNS's expectations will be this season? Their expectations will simply be to win the league at least, which they do, or which they have done for the last nine seasons, I think. So it'll take something titanic from other teams to take it away from them. But Scotty Roscoe's team, again, still in Europe at the moment, and they play this week against Ludogorets, so good luck to them. But they've brought a couple of new players in again, and they just seem to be, you know, excellent at dealing with this league week after week. If they have a poor period, they seem to go to patches where they can put it right. And the patch they had last season when they let in about three goals and scored 50 was just about as good as we've seen over the last 7 or 8 years from TNS. So, yeah, they'll start as warm favourites, and their expectations will be title at least.
Scott Rusko.
Yeah, it soon comes round. We'll be playing on Thursday night in the Europa League, and then first game of the season on Sunday, so the games are coming thick and fast, and it's exactly what we want. The start of the league is always something that you can't wait for, however many seasons you've either played in or managed or coached or whatever. So really looking forward to our first game on the Sunday. Yeah,
and it's your third season as the manager of the New Saints. Do you feel now, Scott, that you're beginning to assemble the squad that you really want to take the team forward?
Yeah, you saw last year we had a bit of a reshuffle. We had eight players in and probably nine players out. So this season's been a bit, you know, only two or three have come in, and one has left. So it's been a little bit different this season. We're in a position where the boys that we had last season are finding their feet and are really starting to perform for us, and we're getting a bit of a continuity within the squad. So I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the size of the squad. I'm happy with the players coming in. Fantastic bunch of players to choose from and work with every day, and we're in a really healthy position.
Well, Aberystwyth were clearly the enigma of the league last season. Let's hear what their new captain, Mark Williams, has got to say about the forthcoming season.
Yeah, the lads are really looking forward to the season opener this Friday against Carmarthen. We've had a good pre-season, worked extremely hard. We had a great test in the Cup last Saturday against Compron and Clydach. I thought they were excellent. You can fully see why they made the final last year, but it's exactly what we needed a week before the season, and it's really geared us up for Friday night's clash. Regarding our expectation, I think you've always got to look at the two spots in the top six. Any team showing consistency in this first phase gives themselves a real shot of making it in there. I think we have been picked for relegation, so we'll quietly go about our business and work extremely hard. You know, we've got a good team ethos. We work extremely hard together, and you know, we've managed to be able to keep the core, which is always nice, and just add around it. You know, Rio's come back, Bamford's come from Newtown, so we've got attacking options. There's plenty of goals in the squad. We, you know, we've got Stu Jones back from Bala. That experience, he's been there before. So yeah, it's I think the squad's looking stronger than the previous few years. You know, we've got strength and depth on the bench. You know, players that can change games. You know, young Bossy, that's come from Bangor. You know, lots of pace about him. So, yeah, we're quietly confident. Hopefully, we can start well Friday. After that, you know, Barry away and then to the dreaded TNS. So it's important we can get off the board early. And you know, we're all looking forward to it.
Consistency is a byword that we'll probably want to use for Aberystwyth for next season, and they have to keep on performing throughout the course of the season.
Aber are one of the clubs, if they got going quickly, they'd start getting big crowds, right, and they could be a threat to top six again. Aberystwyth are the type of team, if they won their first in front of 400, they won their second in front of 500, they won their third in front of 600, you know, they could then challenge the likes of Carnarvon for, you know, amongst the big crowds in this league. That's the potential they have. So it's all about a good start again for me, I think, for Aberystwyth.
Two new teams in the JD Cymru Premier this season. Airbus, well, not so new, are they? Because they've been here before. I caught up with Steve O'Shaughnessy earlier on and got his view on where the season's going.
We've got to be realistic. We're going to be a young squad. We've made quite a few changes at the end of last season. Andy Owens is signed for us from Connorsky with Jake Phillips. Two good players. Andy's a bit more experienced, a bit older. Jake's still a young lad. But both played in the league. We have Jordan Evans from Druids. Again, played at Baller. Again, experienced. Still young. So it's a bit of mixture, really. Our aim is just to stay up. The last time I was in it, you know, there was some very strong teams. But if you look at the teams not even doing well in Europe, I think a few years ago you could say you can take points off that team or this team. But that doesn't happen anymore. You know, everybody can be on the deck. So, massive challenge for us. One we're looking forward to.
Airbus, been here before, dropped down to the then Cymru Alliance, came straight back up like one of their belugas taking off at hyperspeed. Are we going to see them at cruising altitude in the Cymru Leagues, or are they landing again?
Well, I'll tell you this, Mac. First of all, I think, as everybody else was, we were all surprised the way they cruised to the title last year. That was in a tough league up there. Everybody was talking about big clubs up there in the north last year, and they did cruise to the title. O'Shaughnessy did a tremendous job getting Airbus promoted, and we want to make sure, you know, they're in the top flight now. They don't want to become yo-yo, not at all. So they want to be back in there for a lengthy period. They had a great period, you know, under Andy Priest and Andy Morrison, made Europe a couple of years, and I'm sure everybody at Airbus wants that back. O'Shaughnessy, great kid, great manager. He, like I said, he knows everything as well about this league. As for me, there don't seem to be a rookie, any, you know, rookies issuing, Mac, in this league as managers. There's lots of experience in it. That's what's going to make it a real tough act for me. He's made some decent signings. He's made a bit. He's got the big man from Connorsky, Andy Owens. You know, he could lead the front line for them wherever they go in the league. Sometimes you go away from home with a small, you know, a nine and somebody who can run this and run that, but usually when you're away from home, you've got to have somebody who can get up there and look after the ball for you, and he could be key to them. So, you know, same again. When you're just into this league, I'm going to say the same thing about Penobont again when they come along in a minute. You've got to make yourself difficult to beat at home. If you get three-quarters of your points at home, you know, 75% of the points at home, they usually keeps you in the league, and that's key.
And the new boys, Welsh League winners last season, and very impressive in a run against Haverford West they were too. They're starting the season in the JD Cymru Premier League, and Jonah caught up with their man who knows a lot about this league, being a former player, now Penobont manager, Rhys Griffiths.
So all roads look forward to next Friday night. Now you have Barry Town down here, just finished their European campaign. You're looking forward to having Barry down at Penobont?
That's next Friday, is it? Yeah, no, we are. Look, it's a tough opener for us. Obviously, they're a good side, and they've kicked on since we last played them, or certainly in the league anyway. But, you know, we've got nothing to lose, and we'll have a good go at it, and we've got some threats, and we can cause the team some problems, and we'll see what happens.
You have got some threats. I think you're playing it down really well. Got some talented youngsters in there. Reece, they look like they've come to prominence now. Could they be a bit of surprise element in the league this year?
Yeah, look, I say to a few people, years ago I played in the Haverford West team, which was just a bunch of kids with a few senior lads in with it, and those kids included Lee Kendall, Adrian Harris, myself, who went on to do okay. So I want some of these lads now to step up to the plate, because I have for Westside finished third, and I'm not saying we're going to finish third by any means, but if some of these younger lads have a good season, there's no reason why we can't stay in the league.
I'd like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to the JD Cymru Premier winners 2019-20, Penabont.
Yeah, tremendous. It's brilliant for them to be in, first time in their history. Fantastic. Great job by two the ex-players, obviously. One was a goal-scoring legend, Griff, and one was a left-back legend at the old gold, and Martin Giles. So they've done really well. They've done really well. They've done their job. They were 2.5 years in the making to get them up, but they've done it well. Undefeated. There's not many clubs have done that in getting back into the league. So he's got his squad. He's built his squad. You know, it's capable of being competitive in this league. I went to watch them last Friday, by the way, and they defeated Merthyr. You know, Merthyr. There was a lot of people at the game. Everybody expecting Merthyr. Merthyr had a lot of possession, but they still come out with their 2-0 ahead. And they won the game 2-0, Penabont. So I think Griffiths, he thinks he's got a squad which is capable of dealing with this league. Like I said, they've got a blend of experience and youngsters, like Airbus. So I think their home form will be key. For Penabont and Airbus, stability in this league, right, is a success. You know, everybody will say teams have come up and come third, teams have come up and gone to top six straight away. It's not being boring. Right, but because of the competitive nature of this league, and not putting, you know, no pressure on anybody, but I just think from the outlook, just looking in, first season, and if I'm a manager in a team coming up, if I'm 9th or 10th, I'm over the moon in my first season back in. So don't go chasing rainbows, just chase stability and make sure you're in the Premier League next season.
And of course, the good news is that for the next 9 months or so, you will hear nothing but great news from Penabont, because that's my hometown club. Is the secret weapon that Penabont have, you could argue that Rhys Griffiths' knowledge of this league is a decent secret weapon, but is the secret weapon that Penabont have here is that they are, if you could honestly say, the most unknown team in this league.
Yes, I agree, totally agree. But it don't take long, Mac. It don't take long because, as you know, first game next Friday evening, live on Scurry. So they'll have all their experience and young guns. I went last week, come away from there, from the game against Merthyr, youngster playing up the top, Curtis Hudson. Whew, I wouldn't bet against him not being the quickest player in the league. And so he'll surprise a few. But how long the surprise element goes on, this league has improved that much, Mark, that every one of these managers, I am telling you now, would have been checking out everybody else's results, especially in their first 5 or 6 fixtures, and they will be doing plans on every game already. That's how much this league have improved, and that's what's going to make it a great season again this year.
Well, it seems like only last week we were talking about Connors Quay Nomads. They've had a fantastic pre-season. What a pre-season, playing in Europe, beating Kilmarnock, going over to Partizan Belgrade. We all remember last season they nearly came close to taking that title. Let's hear from the man who wants to go one better, I'm sure, this season, Andy Morrison.
You know, we've got a lot of work to do this week. They can be quite dangerous, them games, when you're having 75-80% possession, you know, when you're just passing the ball a ton for the sake of it. You can get into bad habits and leave yourself isolated in certain areas. But, you know, the boys did really well. They kept the ball well in the first half especially and moved it really well and opened them up. And a few changes in the system and a few changes in personnel makes it a little bit disjointed. But delighted with the result. And like I say, we've got a lot of to work on next week and be ready for what's going to be a really tough game against Cardiff Met.
The question I often hear whispered about Connors Quay Nomads, internally as well as externally, is what do we have to do to beat TNS?
Everybody is going to keep on about that. What do we have to do to beat TNS? They've beaten TNS 3 or 4 times over the last couple of years, but it's sustaining it. It's beating everybody else. That's how you win leagues. And that's what Andy, you know, they had a brilliant season last year. You know, Connors Quay Nomads, I've got it, you know, wrote down in front of me now. Brilliant season last term. I think Andy this year, will he give up one of those long cup runs and, you know, brilliant cup runs for something like the Nathaniel Carr's Cup, where you just get over the line and you get a winner's tag in your hand, you get a cup. You know, they were brilliant last year, like I said. If they were to get into Europe again this year, that would be Europe 5 years on a trot for Connors Quay Nomads. Almost unthinkable when he took over there 4 years ago. But I think they will be challenges. I think they lost a few of their professionals, and it's how they deal with that. Is their squad going to be big enough to stick and challenge TNS's over you know, a 9-month duration? That could be the biggest ask of them this year. But one off, they are the team in this league who can beat anybody, because they look at things deeply and they can play different ways to other teams. And like I said, they had a great season last season. But I think, Andy, the biggest thing you'll want to see this year is somebody like his captain, fantastic Georgie Horan, picking up a bit of silverware. And that'll be key to the Nomads this year. Whether it's a title, you know, whether it's a Welsh Cup, or, you know, you never know, but I'm sure that's what he's after this season. Player to watch for the Nomads this year, new player in, Callum Roberts, done really well last year at Newtown. That's why he forced his way into our squad, the Wales C squad, and got himself a cap. I think he's been excellent in the European games that we've watched, and player to watch out for me this year at the Nomads, young Callum Roberts.
And Barry, booked their European adventure this season. Will they be doing that again next season? What's the thoughts of Gavin Chesterfield as we go into this?
The hopes are that we continue to grow. The hopes are that we continue to improve. And the hopes are that you improve upon your outcomes from last year, if you like. It's an exciting time of year. You know, it's been difficult for the lads, I suppose, in terms of like the duration of pre-season, if you like. But there's an enthusiasm within the camp, a felt out of the players, particularly this week in training. Same with the staff. There's a level of excitement over what the season might bring. But it's all got to be built on sort of humbleness and hard work. And, you know, I firmly believe that in the league season you end up where you deserve to be. I think if we can show that hard work, that togetherness, that honesty that we've always shown, then hopefully we can look forward to another exciting year.
We've obviously brought 6 new additions into the squad so far this transfer window. What do those players bring to the squad?
They all bring something different, to be fair. You know, George as a keeper is extremely talented. You know, I've seen that first hand in training and in games so far, so I'm excited to be working with him. Luke coming as a right back. I think that we can provide a really good environment for him to get the best out of what I think he's capable of, and we've seen fits and starts of that in pre-season so far, but I know there's so much more to come from him. And a great lad who's fitted right into the changing room. Having Callum back is a real boost to the changing room. Callum's a real old head on young shoulders, got some serious talent, and I think that we've got a really good sort of environment to allow him to get the best out of himself as well. Jack brings league quality, to be fair to him. You know, you don't play that amount of leagues in that type of football and that type of level without having good quality. But again, I think that the brand of football we have will suit Jack, and I think he'll bring some creativity and some quality to the team. Keon and Eli. Keon's back in the JD Cymru Premier now, and that's a good thing for the league, because, you know, he's a local lad, he's a very good player, and I think he'll bring more competition and quality in the top end of the field. And Eli comes with a good pedigree. Has suffered like Keon, I suppose, last year in terms of injury, so I don't expect to see the best of those until probably October, November time. But again, brings quality and brings a different type of finisher, if you like, in the final third. So really excited to be working with all those guys.
Some interesting pre-season results, not good ones. You know, not a great result over in Cliftonville for the return leg of the Europa League, which sort of takes the gloss off again an achievement from those guys at the start of last season, does it?
Well, I don't think it takes the gloss off. Listen, they got back into Europe. Like, they were a young squad. They were a squad that hadn't been in Europe. The club hadn't been in Europe for a long time. So, look, I think they did well at home to get the draw. I was at there. I thought I was really, you know, really proud watching them at home. They'd done fantastic. And so, yeah, it was a little bit too much for them over there playing an experienced side in Cliftonville. I'm sure if they play them again this time next year, which will be their target, they'll do a lot better. But look, this time last season, Barry, tell them what we were expecting. 7th, 8th. They had a brilliant season last time, but they brought European football back to the club. Sometimes success brings pressure for you, right, if you succeed, right, and overachieve the season before. So will the Barry fans expect Europe again? Most probably. If you ask Gavin, you know, would he want Europe again? He'll hope for Europe again. I just see a top 6 finish in this league, as competitive as it is now, would be a good season again for Barry, for me.
Well, more to come, including the thoughts of Sean Eardley, and me and Jonah looking at all the other clubs as well. But first, Bala, a disappointing season for them last season, no doubt about that. Let's hear what Colin Caton's got to say to inspire the Lakesiders into a great performance this season.
It's going to be tough. Airbus is obviously they've come up, so their confidence is high, and you know there's a buzz about the place because we've been in that position many years ago. So, you know, newly promoted team's first game at home, so you know it's going to be a difficult task. And obviously Steve Shaughnessy's worked with us before, and he'll have them well drilled and well organised, and it'll be a really tough task. But you know, like I say, we've got to look at our strengths, and we've got to go about how we can beat them. And same against Gresford on Friday. It's about us, and you know we can't be too worried about other teams. We can tactically be aware of them, but it's about our own performances and the lads that we've brought in. And they're really good lads because we don't have anything different to what they are. And then player ability wise, they've done really well and stood out really. Good competition for each other, and it's up to them to stake a claim, especially tonight before the start of the last training session before we start. And obviously there's a few have already staken the claim with pre-season performances, but you know they're all good lads and really looking forward to working alongside them.
Bala Town beat Accrington Stanley in pre-season. Accrington Stanley, who are they? But what happened last season, and what have they done to push themselves back up this season?
Yeah, well, they didn't have the best season. No, I mean, they're fully aware of that. By the way, they missed European football by a penalty kick. So, you know, it wasn't that bad, was it? You know, they won the best season last season, but they'll be keen to get back amongst the top guns in this league this time round. I think Colin will try and bring in, you know, some new blood to an experienced, you know, Welsh Premier group. And the manager himself is experienced. You know, he knows this league inside out. And his, you know, his managerial experience hold them in good stead. You know, they became one of the top sides, and they want to get back into that quickly. They got key players. They got key players in key positions, but they just seemed to lack a little bit of fluidity last year, and it just didn't go right for them in groups in times of the season. They went two or three games without doing it, and that was too long. You're going to lose one. When you start losing three or four games in a row, it hurts you and you come off the pack. I wrote down like a key player. The key player, I know they won it. I think that Chris Venables, he won it, all their awards in their season's award. You know, he won the player's player. I think he won the manager's player, and he won the crowd's player of the season. So even maybe at a veteran stage of 33, if he were to secure a wonder season like he did at Aberdeen a couple of years, for 3 years on a trot and score 20 goals plus, that could be the difference. Yeah, everybody around him, they have to change and they have to step up the mark. But I think Venable still has a key part to play in the success of Ballard if they're to gain European football again this season.
And what a season it was last season for Caernarfon Town. Sean Eardley will, I know, want to build on that and be aware that it's still a tough league.
The lads that we put out there, we felt as though had adequate minutes. You know, we had Griff away today. Brookie is slowly but surely getting there. We're looking maybe at about 2 or 3 weeks there with Danny. So, you know, with TNS next week, Connors Key and Kevin Druids, you know, two games in the 4 days. We're probably going to go into it with a fully fit squad, which is fantastic. Going back to the pre-season, you know, I think there's a balance between results, performing well, and players getting the minutes. I felt as though players getting the minutes was achieved. I felt it was maybe 40%, I'd say 50% good performances. I think I was away for the Wrexham game. And results, you know, a lot of people have different opinions, but I think if you can get a positive result and back it up with a good performance and get legs in the minutes, that for me is a perfect pre-season. What we've got to realise, you know, as a semi-professional team is, you know, lads will have weddings, they'll have family holidays, they'll have stag dues and be away for work commitments and this, that and the other. So getting a strong sort of 14 or 15 to go out week in and week out in pre-season is very difficult. And we found that it wasn't just ourselves. Other teams, you know, suffered the same fate as well.
Now, a lot of people, obviously, when they talk about Caernarfon Town and their contribution to the league, will constantly talk about the crowds. And I know there are some fans who don't really want to talk about the crowds. They want to talk about Caernarfon Town's contribution in footballing terms to the league last season. And they will certainly want to at least hold on to that fourth spot, possibly improve it.
What have they got to do that?
Yeah, they were brilliant. I mean, the goalkeeper, Rambo, he was fantastic last year. Danny Brookwell, he was last year's flying machine down the left wing. They got players there, you are right, who will hopefully produce again. But it is a big ask, Mark. It is a big ask for these teams to, you know, perform and perform and perform again. Look, if they get off to a good start, there's no reason why they got the belief there now. They've done it last year. Why can't they do it again? But I just see, you know, it is a tough ask all the time to just keep producing. And you name me an easy game in this league now, home or away. I've looked at these, I've studied this league because we were doing this the last couple of weeks, and I'm just looking, every team, there's seven or eight of them expect top six, and seven or eight of these clubs expect top six. That's how tough it is. So for me, if the Covies were to come fourth like they did last year, that'd be like winning the league. If they were to come top six, I think that'd be brilliant.
So time to talk enigmas here on the JDE Cymru Premier podcast. Predicting what Newtown are going to do is always a tough gig. Jonah's going to stab at it in a second. But first, let's hear from the man at the top, Chris Hughes. What's he going to do to take the Robins higher this season?
Great we were able to get Jack Thorne on the pitch. Obviously, you know, he's only trained with the players once this week since coming in. So, you know, able to get him some minutes, that was important. You know, Jack Kelly at left back, obviously George Harry at front with Thumper and Flinty and Sean. So we've had sort of, you know, half a team really of new starters. So that was good for them to get a competitive game underneath the belt. No, it was it was a good, real good tune up for next week. But you know, for us now, we'll obviously review it. We know where we need to improve. We know where what we did well as well. That's important. To, you know, the positives, we can take lots of positives from today, and we'll go into next Friday against Kevin Druids in good spirits.
Mac, I think you've done this podcast now for a few years, and I think I write the same thing down every year. Number six, Newtown, the Welsh Premier team, who usually exceed pundits' expectations every year. You know, nobody expects Chrissy and, you know, to do what they've done. But again, last season, top six with a good style of football, especially at home. And he's one of the most respected managers now. Every season he gets the best out of his group of players. Again, this season, if they were to come fifth or sixth, it'd be brilliant. But if they were to come, you know, seventh, would that be a bad placing for Newtown? The expectancy, I don't think, is of automatic European football like maybe five or six other teams now in this league. But he just keeps producing good teams, producing good football, and you know, they're a pleasure to watch. He turned out good players year after year, and he is becoming a little bit of Mr. Consistency as a top six manager. So, you know, well done to him. And just needs, again, every team we're going through, we're asking for a 20 goaler, and I just think if Newtown were to have somebody like Liam Thomas, who scored 26 at Carmarthen last year, and that's why we're going to Carmarthen later on, well, they might have a chance. That could make the difference. He had it a few years ago when the lad, Jason Oswell, scored a plenty, and they had their European venture. So that's the difference in these, maybe what you would call fifth or sixth in the table. 20 goal striker plus turns you from fifth or sixth into third or fourth, and that's what he'll be wanting.
Well, I went up to the Druids a few weeks ago and I spoke to Huey Griffiths about how they feel their season's going to get on.
I believe this will be our toughest year for Kevin Druids Football Club. I mean, first year there was no expectation on us, favourite to go down. You know, we exceeded everybody's expectation, finished eighth, seventh, even wherever we finished. You know, the year after was the roller coaster ride of everybody joining the Kevin Druids, you know, boat, and you know, it was phenomenal what happened for this football club. You know, it's like a Leicester, but you know, we don't want to suffer the hangover and do really well like Superstatin have done it. They've got to European, they've dropped down, Llandinno have done the same. It's important now that we get through this next year and survive and become more established, the likes of the new towns and things like that. Again, don't have a sugar daddy, the community pulls together, and you know, I think that's more of the sort of remit that we need to follow at Kevin Druids Football Club. You know, our target was to match a new town and get above them. We did that. And unfortunately, Newtown have done it back to us this season. So, you know, that's what we've got to try and build upon and get that. But we're in a good area. You know, we've got good people around. If we can just work and get one or two in, that'd be great. And it's my job to find the players and do it. And, you know, if we all pull together and stick together, that's really important for this football club.
This time, Huey has got going early with his pre-season friendlies. He's had plenty of opportunities to play. I was watching them play Wrexham in a very early pre-season friendly, so it's no judge. But he was getting in trialists and he was starting to get his sort of act together very early. So they seem more organised and more prepared for the start of the season, I would argue, this season. And that can help when you just want to get, you know, two or three points against the people who are going to be around you.
They had a tough season last term, but they got back to basics in the end, and that's what Huey Griffiths is all about. He'll tell you that, right? He wants his team to play decent football, but basics are his, you know, his key points, and that's a good thing about Huey. They rolled up the stormy season quite well in the end. His staff, he got great staff there with the likes of Jason, the likes of Dave and all the boys, had great staff. So, you know, they performed a miracle the season before, Matt, getting the Druids into Europe. We know that, and it took a lot out of them. And you just described that it could happen to the likes of the Met and Barry maybe this year. But that's what Europe can do to you sometimes. So the other managers will be aware of that. But they've done well. They've done well at the end of the season, which was a little eye-opener, like you said, and they've done well at pre-season so far. A key player for them. Again, I'm not pushing these lads, but Nathan Pete had a great season last year. And the word is that he's turned down bigger wages than Harry Maguire to stay at the Rock. So Huey's done well to keep Nathan there, and he can build a side around the likes of him.
And so to Carmarthen, what will happen to them this season? Well, Mark Jonah-Jones will have his say in a second, but first, let's hear from the man who's going to make it happen, Neil Smothers, the manager.
It's been a long pre-season, as always. A lot of hard work has gone in on and off the field. But the League Cup game, obviously, last Saturday leads us in nicely to the new campaign. You know, we're under no illusions of the challenge that we face. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches in the league. So yeah, it's tough, but it's what we expect, and it's something that we look forward to. In terms of last season, we look to stabilise the club and keep the group together and develop certain areas which I think that we've started. But things like that are not going to happen overnight. In terms of recruitment, we're happy with what we've brought in. You know, we've brought in some young players who are hungry to make a mark. We brought in some players from Welsh League again who've done really well at that standard but want to step up. And we've also brought in players with Welsh Prem pedigree who again are hungry to perform at this level. In terms of Friday, the game against ABBA, obviously it's historically always been close between us over the last couple of seasons, and I don't see any difference this week. You know, it's a nice place to go to on a Friday night. The crowd will be there. So obviously myself and the boys are obviously looking forward to the challenge this Friday and the season upcoming.
I thought they did okay last season, right? Smudge, right, is now, like I say, one of my ex-players and his assistant, Danny Thomas and Craig Hanford, right? Again, they know this league now inside out. He's a manager in his own right now, Smothers. He's come out of the shadows now. You know, he was Hayes' understudy for a few years, but he's the man now in charge of this squad of, you know, you've got plenty of younger players in the squad as well. But they should be reaching Welsh Premier League maturity now. You know, the likes of Lewis Harlin, And a few of them, though. He'll be back this year, Hal, and he'll be key for him in midfield. And, you know, they got Liam Thomas up top. Don't forget, Mac, they got Luke Bowen up top as well. I think Bowen had about 15 last year. So as a front pairing, they might have scored more than any other front pairing last year. And that could be key to them again. Can they make the top six? I think it's about time now that they should maybe start. You know, nowhere higher than that, but sixth or seventh should be their target now with the group of players they got. And he won't mind that. He'll love that smudge. You want to take him on to the next step this season. They got a goalkeeper who's been around a long time in Idzi. You know, he got all the experience. They got centre halves and good midfielders. Just tighten up a bit. Don't give too many goals away. Make Richmond a fortress. Don't be defeated as often as they were last year. And, you know, they could have a good season.
We talk about Cardiff Metropolitan University, and the only thing we ever say about last season, and we're looking forward, is they had a bad start, they had injuries, they had issues. Can you see a repeat of that this time, Jonah, or do you think we can have very solid consistency from Cardiff Met?
From the Met's point of view, not the boys' point of view, there's only one negative from the Met's point of view, and it's not a negative because it should be a fantastic positive from anyone in the Welsh Premier. And if you're listening, Adam, I know you most probably still have a listen to the old podcast because we mentioned you so many times. Good luck at Wimbledon. We hope you get amongst the goals. But it's how they replace him. He wasn't prolific, but he was 15 to 20 every season when he was fit. So that was that'll be a loss. But, you know, it's up to Christian now to pick somebody out and make them replace Adam, and it'll be key replacing a number nine. But what was it all about the Met last year? They finally arrived in a winner's enclosure last season, and they want the same sort of success this season round. Maybe a cup, maybe top four will mean another successful year for the Archers. You know, if they were to win another cup and finish top six, that's brilliant for them. If they all stay fit, have they got a bit of belief now after going into Europe, playing really well in Europe? Have they got a bit of belief after winning the Nathaniel Carr's MG Cup and finishing the season really strongly? They've got a good group of players there. They've got especially strong defence and a good goalkeeper, one of the better goalkeepers in the league. So the players, I think, will really, really fancy top six this year. Everybody's fit, and about 40% of their squad only played about 15 games last season. So they'll be looking to go again. That should make them stronger. They played, like you said in the beginning, the season start was not the greatest last year. That's because half their team was missing for the first half of the season. They're all back now. And every other manager in this league will know that a full strength Met is a challenge for everyone. They had good players, you know, a couple really came through. I thought Dylan Rees really came on as strong as the season went. You know, young Emlyn Lewis at centre back done well as well. But like I said, the goalkeeper's a class act. They could get their captain back as well, Crosby now. So centre forward is a problem, but centre forward is also a challenge. And a centre forward to play for the Met usually gets plenty of chances. So whoever comes in there and does Adam Roscoe's job, you know, if he were to turn out to be a real goal scorer, whoever he is, and gets 25, might put the Met in the top three or four.
So let's get the views of the safest hands in Welsh Premier League football. Apparently, Will Fuller from Cardiff Met.
It was a good season for us last year in the fact that we achieved one of our longer-term aims as a club of qualifying for Europe. You know, you add to that the Nathaniel MG Cup triumph, then from the outside, it looks like a very, very good season. But you know, we probably look back and think that we've underachieved in the league with our league position. I know finishing seventh allows you to get into the playoffs for Europe, but I think we see ourselves now as a top six side, and that's the aim for us every season now. We'll look for another good cup run. We started brightly last week against Lanwick Major and you know, got ourselves through that round. Yeah, Connors Quay away to start the year, obviously a tough one. You know, they've been incredible in Europe, what they've achieved. Applaud it, rightly so, and some new fans as well off the back of their European run. So, you know, they'll be really, really sharp. You know, we've seen that some of their players have gone full time at the club. Obviously, gives them that added advantage of training every day and working on various things. But, you know, we're confident. We know what to expect. We'll be working all week on a plan how to nullify their strengths and hopefully play to our own. So, yeah, let's go up there. I know the boys went up there in the cup last year and got a result, so nothing stopping us doing that this weekend either.
Well, that's it. All clubs reviewed and previewed. The action starts this Friday with a live Scorio game at 8 o'clock at the Kimco Stadium, where Pennebont will host their first JD Cymru Premier game against Barry Town United. If you can't get there for that, it'd be a great game to go to. You can watch it on S4C, of course, and we'll have our thoughts on that first week of games across the JD Cymru Premier Weekend next week. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark, to everybody. Good luck for the season, lads. Here we go.